As I record this, it's just been confirmed that Britain has had its hottest day ever on record. It's hit, just gone over 40 degrees in Heathrow. And I think that's a moment in time that is definitely worth considering. Even the worst models of climate change didn't have this point of reaching 40 degrees in the UK this close to us in time. You may have seen the map doing the rounds from the BBC prediction of what the weather in 2050 might look like. And it's got sort of the same temperatures we're having now. So everything is happening much sooner than everyone expected. Well, not everyone, but most people. And at the same time, we've got this general acceptance of, oh, well, that's just, it's a heat wave. It was like this in 1976. It wasn't like this in 1976 at all. Well, not only was it not this hot, but actually it was a unusual hot period over this country. Whereas if you look at global temperature anomalies today over the world, it's almost everywhere. So we're looking at a much more serious problem. At the same time, we've got the Tory leadership race going on, and all the people in that, to varying degrees of, oh well, yeah, climate change is not a huge priority. Let's talk about things like cutting taxes. We've got hard evidence of what will happen increasingly frequently in this country now with rising temperatures, where systems fall apart, you know, railways stop working, deliveries stop working, people start getting heat stroke, hospitals are overwhelmed. This is just the very tip of the iceberg of what we're all going to be living with for the foreseeable future, possibly for the rest of our lives. Everyone alive today will be dealing with this. And it's only going to get worse if we don't really properly address it. Even if we stopped emitting carbon today completely, we're going to have this problem. And we're not going to stop emitting carbon today. So what do we do? Well, the first thing to do is to get a government that actually wants to tackle it. I hear what people say about, there's no time to wait for politics, we have to take direct action, and there's absolutely a place for direct action. But don't for one minute think that we shouldn't get politically active too, voting for people who actually do something, because actually that is perfectly possible. This Conservative government clearly doesn't really understand the risks to this country and the world of the climate changing. When they're talking about upping our natural gas production and all sorts of other mad things, and keeping coal going to cover the losses we may suffer in gas provided by Russia. And yet, if we hadn't buried our head in the sands, well, not us, but if they, the ruling classes, and by that I mean Conservatives and Labour and Lib Dems, have all been in government over the last 10 or 15 years, what have they done? This was on the cards. This was inevitable what was going to happen. Why didn't we just say, at the very least, that every new building should have solar panels, or every new building should be insulated properly? Just think, if every new building for 10 years had been built with solar panels, sure, it's not happening today, but we wouldn't be overloading power networks. We'd be generating loads of zero carbon power. So it's a small thing, but it's a thing that could have been done, and actually the extra cost of putting solar panels on a house when you're building it, a very tiny percentage of the overall cost. Why wasn't it done? Because of pressure from the building industry, I'm sure, but also just because of the lack of political will, the lack of any of seeing what was in it for them. You see the same now when they're criticising green levies, in quote. These are tiny bits of money going to a very, very small attempt to help avert the worst of the crisis. And yet, they're the things that are, that Tory leadership candidates are talking about cutting. It's madness. It's like they can't see. There's a gaping chasm in front of us on our path through the possible options, and they're ignoring that. And they're looking at the tiny things that might be important to them, like tax cuts. And maybe they're important to other people, but actually consider the tax burden you face compared to the end of a livable earth. Basically what we're talking about. Now, that might sound overly dramatic, but it's not. I mean, it might be difficult here for a some time yet, there'll be huge sections of the earth that won't fit. So we're talking about massive refugee crises, massive food shortages, water shortages, all entirely predictable, all coming to pass sooner than anyone thought. Yet there's this collective, just a collective will to ignore all that and concentrate on, oh, it's a bit hot, keep your curtains closed during the day, all good advice, of course, but completely failing to address what we should be doing as a matter of urgency right now, trying to stave off the worst of what is coming. This is the new normal, people, and that doesn't mean we have to accept the way things are currently done. That means we should fight even harder to make sure the new normal doesn't get even worse than it's already going to get.